An agreement between the European Union and Tunisia aimed at cutting a key migration route to Europe has been heavily criticised by MEPs. The agreement will see millions of euro paid to Tunisia to fund border control and anti-smuggling efforts. The money will pay for boats and drones for Tunisia's coast guard. It will also pay for 6,000 migrants to be repatriated back to their countries of origin. But Tunisia has been criticised by human rights groups over its treatment of migrants and over some racist domestic policies. Well, to discuss this deal, we're joined in studio now by Sally Hayden, an award-winning journalist who's written extensively about migration, including in her book, My Fourth Time We Drowned, and also by Barry Andrews, Fianna Fáil MEP for Dublin. You're both very welcome to the studio. Thanks for coming in. Sally Hayden, to you first. This deal that has been done between the EU and Tunisia, what's involved in it and what does it aim to achieve?
Yeah, so basically this deal happening is not surprising. What we've seen recently is that Tunisia has become the main departure point for people who are trying to reach Europe, and it's overtaken neighbouring Libya. And the EU has been kind of going around and making deals with countries to try and stop migration, basically whatever way it can. And so this deal, you know, some of it is related to economic aid or development aid and to helping Tunisia's economy, which is really stalling. But also it's aimed at basically trying to stop migration and trying to make sure that people can't leave and can't cross the Mediterranean to Europe.
What is Tunisia's record like in dealing with migrants? I know they have been criticised, as I mentioned, by human rights groups.
Yeah, and I've actually spoken to a lot of Tunisian analysts and experts recently, as well as migrants and refugees who are in Tunisia. I think that their treatment of migrants and refugees can't totally be separated from the general situation in the country. So there's a president in power, Kais Saied, who has been accused of orchestrating a democratic coup. He's rewritten the constitution to give himself more powers. He's imprisoning opposition figures, and at the same time is stirring up racism and violence pretty much against black Africans. And so he came out earlier this year with kind of a version of what's called the Great Replacement Theory, saying that black Africans were trying to like change the demographics of Tunisia. And as a result of that, there was a big backlash against black people, basically. And that included like violence, people being evicted, people losing their jobs. And since then, I mean, it seems like things are getting worse and worse. Speaking to people on the ground, we've had a situation in recent weeks where more than 1,000, according to the New York Times, were put in the desert between Tunisia and Libya and just abandoned there. And several of those people are said to have died already.
Barry Andrews, how did this deal come about?
Ursula von der Leyen, Mark Rutte, the Prime Minister of Netherlands, and Giorgia Meloni, the Prime Minister of Italy, made this agreement on behalf of what they call Team Europe, which has no basis whatsoever in the treaties on the European Union. Myself and a group of other MEPs have since written to President von der Leyen asking her to explain the legal basis of this agreement. In circumstances where Team Europe has no basis whatsoever in the legal framework of the European Union. So we're very worried about whether there's any mandate to do this. And I want to particularly draw attention to the fact that Mark Rutte is essentially a caretaker prime minister who has already brought down the Dutch government over the issue of migration. And yet here he is agreeing a very controversial agreement with Tunisia in the last days of his position.
Will the Irish government have to sign off on this deal?
The member states will have to sign off on this deal. So it will come back to the Council of the European Union. What I don't know as a member of the European Parliament is what role we have as MEPs in signing off on this deal. But yes, the Irish government will be part of that.
Would you like to see it stopped?
I would like to see it stopped. I think it's unworkable. I think what we've already seen with previous agreements with dictatorships like in Libya is that far from stopping human trafficking, all it has done is to support terrible human rights abuses in Libya, in Turkey. And the European Union has undertaken to monitor the implementation and protection of human rights in Tunisia. But the European Union can't even do that within the European Union. We have seen massive pushbacks on the Greek border something the European Commission can do nothing about. So I absolutely have no confidence in the idea that the European Union can monitor this outside of the European Union.
Sally, it's you've written about extensively about the Libya deal. This is a similar deal, isn't it, with Tunisia? Part of it involves Tunisia repatriating people back to their countries of origin. These are the countries that they're fleeing from. What are those people facing?
Yeah, I mean, what you have is a situation where, like, to very broaden things, and I know we don't have time for this, but where we have a global inequality crisis. So a lot of this world, particularly generally, like black and brown people, to be honest, don't have freedom of movement coming from certain countries, whereas the rest of us do. And so we have a situation where Europeans have been traveling freely for centuries, exploiting other parts of the world, extracting resources, but aren't allowing the people from those countries to travel freely in the same way. And so what you have in Tunisia and in Libya as well is like people from all sorts of different situations, wars, dictatorships, extreme poverty, all trying to get to a place where they can have security or safety or have any chance at a future. And they're being stopped constantly. And yeah, so these deals, basically, there's a lot of questions to be asked and a lot of proof already that they have been propping up dictatorships, militias, emboldening warlords, like worsening the situations that mean that people have to flee more. And, you know, we're talking about a very specifically massive deal here because the Tunisia one is worth more than 1 billion euros. But at the same stage, like the EU has been pumping out money for a very long time to countries like Sudan, to Libya, exactly, where crimes against humanity, war crimes are taking place against migrants and refugees who have been forced back there, and to many other countries as well.
Barry Andrews, the point of this deal is to slow down immigration into the EU. There are EU governments all over many member states are under pressure to governments in member states to deal with immigration, to deal with migration. What is the alternative to a deal like this?
Well, you're right. What it is appeasing the right-wing narrative that migration is a terrible burden. And, you know, the narrative of Fortress Europe, it's trying to cater to populism. And we've seen this in Cameron trying to do this with UKIP and the UK with disastrous consequences for the United Kingdom. So what we as MEPs are trying to do is to draw attention to the fact that migration is an opportunity. We have terrible labour shortages here in Ireland, across the European Union. So I tabled a resolution on search and rescue in the European Parliament that was passed 2 or 3 weeks ago. We now have the Migration and Asylum Pact, which has been unlocked since June 2023. So that will go into negotiations across the EU institutions. And there are other very important pieces of European legislation in preparation, which will force companies to carefully monitor their supply chains to make sure they're not contributing to human rights abuses. So this'll put more pressure on these types of governments and I think correct the hand of the European Union, which has been unfortunately sullied by the agreement that was agreed last week.
Sally Hayden, finally and briefly, if you could, this is a deal which involves the EU and Tunisia, but Ireland has a role here too, as Barry has been saying, in relation to approving this deal. What responsibility does Ireland have now to take a closer look at this?
I mean, I think, like, I've been reporting on this for years and years now, and always I've been saying that we need to be aware of the abuses that are happening in our names. Like, crimes against humanity, war crimes are taking place to keep people out of our territory. I think everybody needs to inform themselves and realise that this is being done, because I think if everybody realised, like, the scale of the horrors that are taking place, there would be much more outcry.
Sally Hayden and Barry Andrews, thank you both very much for talking to me today. After the break, the ancient game of hurling.